Speaking to an appreciative audience of Building Trades members on the Rose Kennedy Greenway, Steve Lynch said that if elected, he'll be the only member of the U.S. Senate who really gets the working class.
Look, I'm not saying that every U.S. senator needs to have work for a living. All I'm saying is that at least one U.S. senator should be able to say, I work for a living. I strap a pair of work boots on every day.
Lynch also argued that the economic recovery has left blue-collar Americans behind. That could help get out the union vote in what's likely to be a low-turnout primary election. But Lynch's pitch could also alienate more affluent white-collar liberals, who may resent the implication that they've never really worked for a living. Lynch is a former iron worker and boasts dozens of union endorsements. But his primary opponent, Democratic Congressman Ed Markey, has some big ones of his own. Markey has been backed by the Service Employees International Union and the Mass Teachers Association, which between them have nearly 200,000 members in state. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.